Hachette Audio presents Tunnel 29, the true story of an extraordinary escape beneath the Berlin Wall. Written and read by Helena Merriman.
Foreword. When I first meet him, I can barely talk. It's 8 flights up to Joachim's apartment, and by the time I'm up there, holding my microphone to record our first meeting, I'm puffed out. Joachim laughs and invites me in. I'd phoned him a week earlier, in October 2018, said I wanted to come to Berlin to ask some questions about something he'd done almost 60 years ago. The phone call was short, his English was limited, my German was even more limited, but in that conversation, one thing struck me. Most of the people I've interviewed in my career as a journalist tend to generalise, summing up their experiences through their emotions. Joachim was different. He spoke in details, remembered smells, sounds, measurements, colours. I was intrigued and asked if I could come and meet him the following week. He said yes. We walk round his apartment. It's light and airy, full of plants, and his shelves are dotted with puppets, Buddha statues and porcelain cats. Above the door to the bathroom there's a white enamel plate with a number 7 on, wrenched off the wall by Joachim in the middle of the night, he tells me, from an apartment block on the other side of the city. The apartment block where it all happened. We walk over to the full-length windows, and I admire the panoramic view, the city coming to life below us in the early winter sun. Joachim's flat is on the edge of things, where the apartment blocks and high-rises of inner-city Berlin meet the conifers and pines of Grunewald Forest. We stand there a moment, and Joachim gestures in front of us, pointing into the distance where the Berlin Wall once stood. I think of those images from 1989, the nights when people climbed on top of the wall, danced on the concrete, then hacked into it with hammers, pulling it down. Every year that ends in a 9, we replay that moment, but I've always been more interested in the other end of the Berlin Wall story. 1961, the year it was built. What happens when a government builds a barrier that cuts a city or country in half? That question was in the back of my mind when I was working as a journalist in Egypt and the police built a 10-foot wall in front of the Ministry of Interior and protesters pulled it down. It was in my mind when I was living in Jerusalem and spent hours queuing at checkpoints to cross into Gaza or the West Bank. People talk about the fall of the Berlin Wall as the end of an era, and in one way it was. It marked the end of the Cold War, but a new era soon began. The Age of Walls. Right now.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?